Entrepreneur Ideas Podcast, episode 40. Hey everybody, it's Dean Soto with the Entrepreneur Ideas Podcast, the podcast that is dedicated to helping you start your new business, or if you have your own business already, to help you take that business to the next level. In this particular podcast, we are going to be talking about a name change, if you haven't noticed already. Also going to do just a little bit of a reintroduction into the podcast. We have some feedback from Matthew Galitzi, one of our listeners, as well as I'm going to give you the number one secret to knowing whether or not you want to start a product-based business or a service-based business. That coming up on the Entrepreneur Ideas Podcast. All right, everyone. Yes, we do not edit this podcast. So you're going to hear that messed up. All right, everyone. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Ideas Podcast. My name is Dean Soto. And just a bit of a reintroduction, since if you have heard this podcast before, you will notice that the name has changed in this episode. This podcast used to be called the So Totally Business Savvy Podcast. It is now the Entrepreneur Ideas Podcast. And there is a great reason for that name change. One is that it didn't really fit with who I was. And we'll go into that in just a little bit. But I wanted to kind of reintroduce myself. My name is Dean Soto, and I am a part-time entrepreneur. And my goal is to be able to, with this podcast, is to be able to share my experiences, what I've learned in both how to make products and how to make services, and also have a family and a full-time job at the same time. So with this podcast, you're going to learn a lot of different ways on how to be a little bit more productive in your business, how to start a business, how to hire people, how to be able to outsource the things that you have, all sorts of types, sorts of things. And so it's really based around giving you as many ideas as possible that you can use to then implement and integrate into your already existing business, or to execute on a whole new business as well. So that is the reason why I changed the Entrepreneur Ideas Podcast. Changed the name to the Entrepreneur Ideas Podcast, because So Totally Business Savvy kind of gave the impression that, one, I'm this high and mighty business savvy guy, which I'm not. I'm still learning, but at the same time, I've had success. I'm able to raise a family on a single income in one of the most expensive states in the United States. That was a big goal for my family, and we were able to reach it, and we're able to right now we're able to do it pretty well, despite having a huge mortgage, despite having some debt right now. I do have a full-time job as well as a side business, so the ability to do that, have my wife stay at home, which she's always loved to do or wanted to do and loves doing right now, and my kids love having her. As you can tell in the background, my kids love having her, at the same time, being able to have the side business, have a full-time business and be with them is something that I think a lot of people, especially husbands, have a hard time doing now in the modern world. And so I want to be able to give you some ideas to be able to make that happen. I want to be able to give you some ideas to make your family better through having an entrepreneurial venture, and basically saying, if I can do it, you can do it. And here's some ideas in how to go about doing that. So that's the reason for the name change. That's the reason for the whole reintroduction to this podcast. No longer is it So Totally Business Savvy. It is the Entrepreneur Ideas Podcast, because that's what I'm giving you, is entrepreneur ideas and some ideas on how to do things a little bit better. All that being said, have two really cool things coming up. First is some feedback from Matt Galitzi, and then we're going to talk a little bit about products versus services and why it's important and how to actually know whether or not you should do one or the other. There's some big drawbacks to both. There are some big pros to both, but there's really one thing that is kind of the linchpin, the hinge of whether to do one or the other. And we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But first, let's go to the feedback from Matt Galitzi. Matt Galitzi has actually been on this show quite a bit and is a really funny guy. And he is also an entrepreneur as well. And left some great feedback, but I don't want to tell you what it is. I want you to listen to it. So Matthew, take it away.
Hey, Dean Soto, it's Matthew. I woke up about 4:30 this morning because I'm going mountain biking in Orange, and on my way to mountain biking, I realized I haven't talked to you in a while, so instead of calling you like a regular friend would, I just figured I'd listen to your podcast. It was also kind of early, so that was another excuse. But I just wanted to say I just listened to your last podcast from the end of February. I think one of my biggest takeaways from it was the story of the person in your neck of the woods who went out and cleaned up foreclosed homes. I love that stuff. It's like it's so practical. It's so simple. And then the saying, which I've never heard before, she turned lemons into lemonade. I'm just young. I've never heard that one before. And you said it. I'm like, wow, I need more life experience. Seriously, though, that was, I love stories like that because it just puts things into perspective on how some people make a bigger deal than it needs to be to go out and start something. And with just a simple idea like cleaning up foreclosed homes, and that probably starts with her doing things, and then she maybe hires a person or two, and then she's growing, and she's a person like that does that in this region, and it's just like, it's amazing. I love those stories. But anyway, I just want to let you know, I love those kind of stories. Nice to hear your update. Yeah, phone quality wasn't that bad. But I will talk to you soon. We'll need to grab lunch sometime. Seriously. And no more bailing on my part. All right. I'll talk to you soon, Dean. Take care. Bye.
All right, Matt. Thank you so much for that feedback. I appreciate it. If you didn't hear the last episode, in the last episode, I recorded it on my iPhone, and I'm always worried about the quality because obviously this is studio quality right here. And so when I go to something that's a little less, it's kind of, I don't know. I like the good quality. But one of the things that I had mentioned was that there's so many, I give some ideas on what you could do to start a new business, about five different ideas on what you could do. But one thing I mentioned was this lady who was over here in Southern California, and there was a bunch of foreclosed homes. And what she did was she went and started cleaning them and got contracts with the different banks to clean all the houses that were being destroyed by the former owners. And totally took advantage of the fact of that there was a need there, and started her own business and grew out from there. And that's the thing is that there are so many ways to have a side business or to even have a full time business as a business owner. But you know what the key is? The key is that you have to act on it. You have to act on it no matter what, even if it's something that does not work. You will learn from that and shift and adapt and move on to the next thing. It's all about speed of execution. My friend Brad Spencer, he's a really good internet marketer, full-time. He does that full-time internet marketing. And that's one of the things he talks about is a speed of execution. The faster you execute on something, the faster you implement on something, the quicker you see whether it works or not. If it works, great. Build more of it, scale it out, and so on, and keep on going. If it doesn't, great. You know that it doesn't work, so you can move on to something else. Either way, as long as you're executing, as long as you are starting and implementing, you are making progress. Now, I know that this podcast is the Entrepreneur Ideas Podcast, but It doesn't matter how many ideas I actually give you. I could list 100 different ideas, but you know what's going to happen? Is nothing. Absolutely nothing is going to happen unless you actually take action on it, unless you actually try it and get out there and get business going and get clients and so on. So all that being said, you know, that story came about because she actually took action. She actually went out and did that. And that was one of the first times in this podcast I actually started kind of giving some stories. And but I think that's something that I'll end up doing on a regular basis because they're real. They're case studies. They're real people getting out there and doing the things that they should be doing. In fact, just in my own story, I've said this a ton of times on the podcast. My business has evolved in the last 2 years into 4 different things, and it's all because of successes and failures and seeing what I liked and didn't like. And, you know, I started off in IT, doing IT things for home businesses, didn't like that, went IT for businesses, didn't like that, it took too much time, then to web development, and I somewhat like that. And we're going to talk about why I did not stay with web development, even though it paid a lot of money to me and to my staff and so on, and to my family, why I didn't pay, because this is all part of knowing the difference between whether you want to do products or services. Now I'm doing products. If you go to youcanworkless.com, which is one of my websites, if you go to youcanworkless.com, in the sidebar, you're going to see an ad for Magic Action Box, and it's a WordPress plugin that I had created. And it helps you create sales funnels through web forms on your website. And you can even go to magicactionbox.com and you'll find it there. And that's something that I really wanted to do. It has been pretty successful. I love it because I use it on my websites and as well as being able to make some money and generate revenue off of it. That makes it so cool. But there's really one reason why I transferred from doing the service business over to the product business, and we're going to go into that in the next segment. But I just wanted to thank you, Matt. I appreciate the feedback because, yeah, I mean, that's super powerful, the story of that lady who did that, because, I mean, it shows you that, you know, when you think about it, most people would think, wow, that's a great idea. I wish I would have thought about that. Well, I would venture to say a lot of us who at least have been around foreclosed homes have thought about that, because you hear every day of people breaking stuff in their house, slamming through walls, all that other stuff, stealing stuff but taking stuff like the dryer and all the other stuff. And making a huge mess because of how angry they are that they lost their home. And so we hear that and we think, well, how is the bank going to clean that? I mean, obviously, they're going to have to hire cleaners or whatever. And we just take it for granted that someone is out there doing that. But it's not always the case. And it's not true. And it's not true. It wasn't true in this case. And she took advantage of it and said, you know what? Hey, I will do this for you guys. And went out there and did it and started creating a thriving business. And that's what it's all about. It's just getting out there, speed of execution, and actually implementing. So thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. That was some wonderful feedback. If you want to leave feedback on the show, it's very easy. All you have to do is call 714-643-5301, 714-643-5301. And that is the feedback line. And all you have to do is say, you know, hey, that I'm leaving a feedback for the Entrepreneur Ideas podcast. And here you go. And you put your feedback. I'll answer any question that you want, whether it's about businesses, starting a business, using social media, blogging with WordPress, how to create plugins, how to outsource. Any question that you want, I will answer. Even if I don't know the answer, I will try and find out. And if I don't, I'll just say I don't know. And we'll see if I can find it at a later time. But yeah, thank you again, Matt. I appreciate it. and we will definitely have lunch soon. All right, so the next segment is this is something that has recent this has been a recent change for my business. I went from a service business to a product business, and there is one big reason why I did that. And can you guess why that is? Service business to a product business. Now, if you don't know what a service business to a product business, what a service business and a product business is, typically a service business is something like web development. It's a floor cleaning. It's something where you are doing a service for someone for capital, for some kind of monetary gain. A product-based business is you're creating a tangible asset or an intangible asset and selling the licensing for it, selling the rights to it for it, and all that other stuff. How do you know whether or not you would want to do either one? In fact, a lot of times you will not know until you actually do it, which is a big thing, a big reason why you need to do speed of execution. So the number one reason to either start a service business or a product business is customers. That's right. What type of customers do you want? What type of customers do you feel most comfortable with? Now, what do I mean by that? Well, with a service-based business, often it depends on what the service is. You might have a monthly fee for a service. You might have a service in which someone pays a large amount. In my particular instance, I had a service in which I did web development, and people were paying me anywhere between $2,000 to $10,000 for a website, sometimes even more. Now, that is something that, I mean, that's a lot of money. That's awesome. And I loved it, getting that much money for a particular project. But there's something that goes along with that that a lot of new freelancers don't see until they're actually in it. And a lot of new business owners don't see until they're actually in it. And it's something that's very scary to me, something that can really make or break who you are. And the big thing is that when you have a business that has that much money being exchanged, you basically work for that person until the project's done. And what happens is if you're not on the same page, if you are not able to deliver on what you have, of course, this is all part of depending on the contract, but ultimately, no matter what, it's going to hurt your business. If you're not able to deliver what they want, they may ask for a refund. And what are you going to do when they ask for a $5,000 refund or they ask for a $2,500 refund? You could say that, well, it's past the refund period and no, I'm not going to give you a refund, but then they may sue you in small claims court. Especially if it's not in the contract, obviously. If it's in the contract and they say, I want a refund, and you say, well, it was in the contract that you can't get a refund. You have one person who is absolutely livid and is going to talk badly about your business all the time. And don't get me wrong, this happens. This can happen with a product business as well. And at the same time, the big thing to me is kind of what I mentioned before. You're always working for this one person, sometimes two, sometimes three. It's very hard to scale that type of business because the projects are very complex and you are continually having to please that particular person. And so, that being said, with a service-based business like that, you're really not working for yourself. You are working more for that person. It's almost like having a boss. It's almost like having another full-time job. You're answerable to this person. Of course, you can set clear boundaries, but a lot of the times you'll find that even with boundaries set in a contract, you're going to find that they don't really read the contract. So you have to explain to them in the beginning what is going on with every step of the way and every step of the process before even signing and so on. I mean, there's always ways to mitigate things, but ultimately with that much money exchanging hands, it can be a very, very stressful situation. And I just didn't like that. I didn't like the fact that one person could almost literally make or break my business. And I almost had that happen at one point in time. There was someone who I was doing a website for, and they did not communicate, and they did not want they wanted to basically stop the project, and they with that I was going to have to give them a refund because of how the contract was laid out. Luckily, I mean, totally an angel from God, the admin, the secretary of this particular organization, talked to the president, was like, no, this was your fault. This was not his. He was doing exactly what you said. And so, you know, how can you expect him to give you all the money back and so on? And we settled on just giving half of giving him a half a refund. And so that literally saved my business. Had he asked for more, I would have gotten into debt, or I would have just had to quit my business totally. But that idea is always there. Now, that might not be a big deal to you. You may do very well with 1, 2, 3 big paying clients a month. And that's fine. And so this is where, depending on how you want to structure your business, what you're comfortable with, how you can determine whether I want to do a product or a service. Now, sometimes services can be $49 a month or $59 a month or $100 a month or whatever. In fact, I do that right now. I have one client who's paying me $500 a month for SEO services, search engine optimization services. And so that's there. That's always that possibility. But in order to really make a good amount of money, you're with a small staff, you're going to have to get those big paying clients if you have a service, or you're going to burn out your staff. I mean, there's always ways to scale, but you know, and if you have a small staff in the beginning, that's really the only way you're going to make a good amount of money. If you don't like having this big customer looming over you, watching you, asking you how the status is and so on, you may want to go with doing a product, whether it's a tangible product or an intangible product. However, you run into some things there as well. The thing I like about it is if someone wants a refund, fantastic. There you go. There's your $47 back, or there's your $10 back, or there's your $5 back. No harm, no foul. And often what happens is they're still on my mailing list. I want to keep them happy. That's the big thing. And because they're happy, they're still on my mailing list. So that means I might end up giving some of sending them some affiliate offers of things that I use and that I like. It might mean sending them more products, different products that I have. In fact, I had one guy who asked for a refund for a product of mine, and because I do have other products besides the Magic Action Box, I have some information products that you can see on my website. He asked for a refund on one of my products, and I said, no problem. You know, in fact, here's your refund. No problem. Feel free to ask, feel free to stay in contact and basically. And he's bought a couple of my other products and has not asked for a refund and is a happy customer with me. That particular product just did not work for him, and it didn't work for his strategy. And that's the beauty of having a product, is that, you know, if you need a refund, it's not going to kill my business. At the same time, the downfall is you have a lot of people asking for customer support. And something, you know, if you have a WordPress plugin and it's not working with their website, then you're going to have a couple people asking, how do I do this? It's not working. Can you fix this? And so on. And you have to have the customer service, the good customer service, to be able to handle those things and to handle those questions. So that being said, there are some downsides to the product thing, but you're also making, really two things. You're making about, at least I make relatively the same amount of money depending on average monthly with the product thing, selling to a multitude of people a lower priced product than a high priced service. And one of the benefits that I just recently saw, because I sent out an email update to some of my customers saying that I was going to be in Seattle, or that I was in Seattle and that I was just finishing up a business trip there and so on. And I had one of my customers who is from Seattle say, "Hey, can we meet? You want to go meet for coffee? I'll buy you coffee." And that was so cool. I mean, how often is that going to happen with a service-oriented business? You're going to have local customers typically with a service business. You are going to have, they're all going to be local. And yeah, you can have coffee with them and go to lunch and so on. But to be halfway across the country and have someone say, "Hey, yeah, totally, let's go have lunch. I love what you're doing. I love your product. I use it this way," and so on. That's just something that I think is absolutely fascinating and something really cool. But like I said, you do run into a lot of customer service issues, because that's one thing to keep in mind is you're going to have people that have problems. You're going to have people that love you. You're going to have people that hate you and so on. And you just have to be aware of that. But ultimately for me, I don't mind the customer service issues. I take a lot of pride in that. In fact, whenever I see a customer who's emailed me, the first thing I think is, "Oh, there's something wrong." And so I answer right away. And they love that. Most of my customers, they love how fast I respond because of who I am. And that's the way I am, is just trying to respond quickly. Now, for some people, that might not be what they want to do. That might not be their persona. So depending on the customers you want, depending on how you want to interact with your customers, depending on how many customers you want, it's going to give you a good indication of what you should go into, or at least how you want to structure your business. If you're going to do a product and you don't like being in the customer support chain, then you're going to be hiring people to do that. And you're probably not going to be as effective. That's probably not going to be as effective, because people are in awe when the owner of the product actually responds. So, depending on if you want one customer, or if you want 50 customers, or 100 customers, or 1,000 customers, one high paying or 1,000 low paying customers, or maybe even on a monthly recurring fee, is how you're going to determine whether or not you want a service or a product. Now, a lot of people will think that they can't do a product. I was one of those people too, that you can't do a product because you might not have the idea for the product and so on. You know, in that particular instance, you might want to start off with a service, because it was through my services as a web developer that I was able to come up with some of my products, which some of the products have to do with selling. Some of the products have to do with selling. Some of the products that I have to do with hiring overseas. Some of the products have to do with our WordPress plugins. Some are just different trainings and so on. So all that came from a service-based business. So that might be something that you want to start off with, is start off with a service-based business, whatever it is, and then move steadily into products, because to me, when you get into the product realm, and this is just for me, it's a lot easier to deal with customers. It's a lot easier to deal with cash flow. It's a lot easier to be able to reach out to new people and to make new friends and to make new relationships and network. And so, but that's me. That's where I'm at because I have a certain customer type that I like and I enjoy. Whereas with service based, I would almost get panic attacks when things weren't going right because of how stressful it can be, knowing that this person could potentially destroy my business if they ask for their money back. Yes, I know that there are ways to protect yourself contract wise, but ultimately I want them to be happy. I want my customers to be happy. Even if they don't like my product, I want them to be happy because they're gonna walk away and they're gonna say, "Wow, you know, he made the refund so easy, and he even gave me a different product in return for my troubles. This guy is awesome. I'm gonna tell everyone about him. And even if it's just someone asking, hey, does Dean, you know, have you ever bought anything from Dean Soto? Oh yeah, that's great. He's a great guy. I actually refunded something, but yeah, he's a great guy. That is priceless to me because I have someone who is always going to say good things about me. Always going to say, wow, Dean is amazing to do business with, and someone who's going to stay on my email list, and someone's going to buy stuff from me later on. I love that. I thrive on that. The opposite, I cannot. Oh, it would kill me to have someone, a customer, who absolutely hated me because I refuse to refund them their $2,000, their $5,000, their $10,000. Even though it's in my protection, I want them to have the ability to have no risk, to see anything that they're, any type of business that they're doing with me, that it's either going to add value to who they are, to their business and what they do, or they can give it back. I love that. But that might not be you. What kind of customers do you want? And how do you want your customers to feel? Is going to determine whether or not you start a service business or you start a product business. All right. So all that being said, welcome to the new Entrepreneur Ideas Podcast. So we're going to have a lot more stuff coming up. We're going to have a few guests. I have a few guests lined up. Some are new entrepreneurs, some are veteran entrepreneurs, some are really big, some are really small. And that's the whole point, is giving you a whole perspective, a whole range of ideas that you can use right now to actually go out and do what you love and do what you can do. Do what you can for your family to ensure that they have the absolute best. If that means that you are able to have your wife stay at home while you work a side job and full-time job like I do, that might be it. Maybe it's to have your own full-time business. Maybe it's just to be a little bit more productive or to see what's out there. That's what the Entrepreneur Ideas Podcast is about. Okay? So, all that being said, if you want to leave some feedback like the wonderful Matt Galitzi did from notixtech.com, notixtech.com. He does some mobile web development over there. You can leave me some voicemail at 714-643-5301, 714-643-5301. I really, really appreciate it when people leave me voicemails. It helps me to keep going and motivates me to keep helping wherever I can with this particular podcast. 714-643-5301 is the number, and it can be something just really small, something like 10 seconds. Hey, Dean, how do I start a service business? Hey, Dean, I'm an engineer. What can I do to go and start consulting? Whatever it is, don't be afraid to ask, because it might not be actually me answering that. I might ask that of a guest who's been doing this for five 500 years. No, not 500 years. For 50 years, maybe they've been a engineering consultant or something like that. Whatever it is, don't be afraid to ask. Take some time and leave some feedback, and I promise you it will be worth it. So from here on out, it is going to be the Entrepreneur Ideas Podcast. And that's the name. And if you want, subscribe via iTunes. If you like this podcast, feel free to rate me. Rate me what you honestly think. Don't just rate me 5 stars if you feel sorry for my lack of radio prowess. But yeah, I would definitely love some feedback, constructive feedback on iTunes. It really helps to get this podcast noticed as well. So if you think it's good, great, rate it. If you think it's bad, go ahead, rate it as well. I don't care. I really want to have that constructive feedback so we can make this as profitable as possible for the both of us. All right, so next week, I am going to have a guest on the show, and I think you'll really like it. I'm not going to tell you who it is because I want to kind of keep it a surprise, but it's a good friend of mine who's been a part of my entrepreneur journey for quite some time. And but yeah, it's going to be a good show. Definitely stay tuned if you want to have some good ideas on where to go from here. All that being said, this is the Entrepreneur Ideas Podcast. My name is Dean Soto, and have a great one.